Today we are so blessed to have our Kids House pastor, Ms. McKinnon Gatiri, come and minister the Word of God to our hearts. Ms. McKinnon, Ms. Catherine, along with their entire team, have absolutely been stellar in this season with Kids House. Our kids have been so ministered to and blessed, all of us, in fact. So Ms. McKinnon, come and bring the Word of the Lord to our hearts today. We're so excited. We're so ready.
Thank you so much, Pastor Don, for the opportunity. I tell you, this is such a privilege and such an honor for me to be with you guys at church at home. That's the way we say it, church at home. I love church at home. I don't know about you, but I do love church at home so much. And I want to take one moment to say thank you, since I have this opportunity, to all of you parents, because you've been awesome. Contributing to Kids House and supporting Kids House. We know that sending in those videos is not a joke. So thank you very much. And I want to, again, because I have the opportunity, to say thank you to the awesome production team that works with us week after week. They do such an excellent job and burn the midnight hour to make sure that the services, and especially for us, Kids House at Home, comes to you and is a blessing to many. Thank you. Thank you again, Pastor and Miss Amy, for the opportunity to serve. Well, can you imagine this? It's Christmas time already. The year is done. 2020 is coming to a close. And our text today is from Luke chapter 1, verse 17. It says, "He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Let me say that again. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. God sent John the Baptist before the biggest event ever, the event of the birth of the Messiah, our Savior, the Lord. And he wanted John the Baptist to come and prepare the people, to make the way ready for them. The words prepare and ready are what I'd like you to see in that text right there. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. We prepare in order to be ready. And John the Baptist was going to come in the spirit of Elijah. What is this spirit of Elijah? I thought about that and realized that Elijah was really a fearless prophet. So it's a spirit of fearlessness, a spirit of demonstrated faith, a confrontational spirit, willing to confront the force and the religious, a zealous spirit, a person who is preaching repentance and obedience, reestablishing true worship and turning the hearts of the fathers to their children. So in doing that, Elijah would make the people ready for the Israel ready for God's work. And in this case, John the Baptist would make the people ready for the coming of the Messiah. Readiness is a great value to God. It's of great value to God. Preparedness is a value with God. Our message today is focus on readiness. Readiness has been a personal takeaway for me in the year 2020. The events of this year, 2020, caught a lot of us, actually all of us, totally unawares and off guard. COVID-19 caught the world flat-footed, not ready. Many have been thrown off. Governments, families, businesses, organizations, our systems and structures and institutions are reeling under the shock of this crisis. Some have even collapsed. Were God's people ready? Were you ready? I have to confess, I was caught unprepared in many respects and ready in other respects. So the word is this: live ready. Allow me to pull out that word ready from the scripture in our text today and take you back with it to an Old Testament story that you know very well, and to a person who was found ready. Now, keep the word ready in mind as I read this verse. This is a story of Joseph. You know Joseph in Genesis. And you can always go back and reacquaint yourself with that story. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 41, verse 56 and 57. The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain because the famine was severe in all the lands. Now, reading those scriptures or that scripture not too long ago, I was just so overwhelmed by the idea that Joseph was ready when that moment of crisis among the nations came. He was ready to open. He was ready to serve. Joseph opened the doors of his storehouses and sold grain to a hungry world. First, he sold to Egypt, and then he sold, like the Bible says, to the rest of the world because they came to his door. The world was in crisis, ravaged by famine, and Joseph was found ready to open. I've had many opportunities, let me say this, to be involved in preparing for numerous events in mostly in Nairobi Lighthouse Church, Kids House, and different things that we have done, events, missions conferences, concerts, album launches, Christmas events. And I can tell you the preparation it takes before you're ready. The running around, the planning, the strategizing, hours of practice, mobilizing people, equipment, and making sure that things are working. And finally, the day comes. And when that day comes, and you know, this is the day you said you'll be ready and to open the doors and at such and such a time, and you take a deep breath and you ask yourself, are we ready? And thankfully, most of the times, we've been ready at Nairobi Lighthouse Church. So I know what it takes. And I think you know the same in your business, in your place of employment. You can relate to those moments of preparing to open or to sell something or to launch or to roll out a product. You can relate to that moment that comes when you know you have to be ready. And you ask yourself that question, am I ready? For 7 years, Joseph prepared for this specific crisis, knowing that it was coming. Imagine his work, traveling all over Egypt, strategizing, delegating, mobilizing, hiring and firing, setting up and commissioning. And then finally, when Pharaoh said, go to Joseph, he has what you need, Joseph was ready to open. Did his readiness come in the 7 years of plenty? At that time when he was already appointed prime minister and he was ready because now he had every resource that he needed to prepare and he had the money, the people, and the authority to do so. This is what I think, that for 7 years, Joseph prepared knowing of a coming crisis. But for more than 20 years, he prepared for this crisis not knowing that it was coming. I believe his readiness came from his years of personal crisis, from the time when he was a simple lad in his father's house, from the time when he was a servant in Potiphar's house, and that time when he was an inmate in prison. And Joseph prepared, not knowing that he was preparing to be the prime minister. And as he prepared, he didn't prepare thinking, oh, I am doing all this because I am preparing to be the prime minister. His preparation felt like doing whatever needed to be done. And Joseph did it with a spirit of excellence, and God gave him success. So here's the point to focus on readiness. Here's point number one and point number last. Practice excellence in the ordinary. That's the point. Be consistent. Be a finisher. Be diligent. Give it 100% your best. Do what you can to the best of your ability. When you do this, when you focus on excellence or you practice excellence in the ordinary, what you do is you store up personal reserves. And you are focusing on the excellence today, but actually, you're getting yourselves ready for tomorrow. Then when the big moment comes and you find yourself required or you find yourself face to face with those who are hungry, those who are in need, then you will find that you are ready to open and to serve. You're open to sell. You're open or ready to take the opportunity. Let me say some words that go with the word excellence, and you feel free to take note of these words and maybe think about them later. Words like diligence, words like consistency, words like faithfulness, finishing well, thoughtfulness, discipline, opportunity, responsiveness. Often God is not asking you to do the earth-shaking, mountain-moving stuff. That is his department. The supernatural, the miraculous, the extraordinary is what God does in our lives. He wants us to focus on the ordinary and expect the supernatural, the extraordinary from him. So back to this moment in 2020. This is a big moment in history. Are you ready to open? Do you have reserves? God has stored a lot in your life in years before. Are you holding or are you open and selling? Are you distributing what God has invested in your life all these years? You have the opportunity right now to make a lasting, unforgettable, irreversible impact in somebody's life, because this time of crisis has prepared many for this moment like this. Nations are in crisis. Students don't know what to do with school. Many parents have lost businesses, jobs, and incomes. People have been evicted, and many are sick, distressed, depressed. Others are discouraged, and others are just plain bored. This is our moment, church. The nations are hungry, and we have the answer. Jesus is the answer. This coming week, in this Christmas season, Creative Arts will be presenting us with an opportunity to feed the hungry, to help the needy. This is an opportunity to make a lasting impact in somebody's life. Doors are going to be opened, and I can assure you, Creative Arts are going to be ready. Will you be ready to invite? Will you be ready to bring somebody? Will you be ready to tell the good news of great joy? Can we make our Christmas outreach in 2020 a roaring success, the best ever? Because many have been reached and souls have been saved. You may have been caught off guard by many things this year, but don't get caught off guard in this one as well. Open your reserves that you've been storing up, because your moment is here. Like John the Baptist and like Elijah, go forth in the spirit of Elijah. Prepare with zeal, with power, with faith, with love. Be bold, be straightforward and upfront. Tell people that they need the Lord. They need to come. Reach somebody. Open your heart and meet the need. Open your life and meet the need. Like John the Baptist, in the spirit of Elijah, prepare the people to meet the Lord. Do it with zeal, with power, with love, in faith. Be straightforward, be upfront, be confrontational. Reach somebody. Prepare the people to meet the Lord. Open your heart and meet the need. Let me pray with you that God will help you. God will help us as Nairobi Lighthouse Church to go forth and do this. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're speaking to us today about readiness. Readiness in many aspects of life, and also readiness for this moment right there. Lord, we speak peace in everybody's life, and we speak joy. The peace and joy that comes from hope, knowing that when we trust you and we do the ordinary, we can expect you to do the extraordinary. And Lord, we pray that you will anoint us with the power and the spirit of Elijah to go forth in this Christmas season and make many known to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, if you truly desire and are ready to know more about entering a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you would like to know about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, this awesome church, please call or text the number on your screen and somebody will call you and connect you to the family. Well, thank you. It's been such a blessing. God bless you.